You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Wednesday, January 24th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. At the Region of Waterloo Community and Health Services Committee meeting on January 16th, the debate over the future of the outdoor shelter at 1001 Herbs Road reignited. According to Waterloo Regional Councillor and Wilmot Mayor Natasha Solonen, the region must either find a solution to the waste management problem at the Herbs Road shelter site or move the shelter altogether before April 2025.
Essentially, what I'm just hoping is that we can get staff to go back and come up with a plan for how they are going to wrap up 101 Herbs Road. In case you aren't aware, there is a servicing limitation with the solution for the wastewater management. Staff were aware when working with township staff that the temporary solution through the building code is only allowed to be temporary, and so it would either require that we do upgrades to the pumping service station to create capacity and tie into the existing wastewater management system that services the paramedic service building, or that we, and I think more presumably, move the hybrid shelter elsewhere. Essentially, because there is this two-year timeline, I just want to make sure that we're planning ahead and that we as council are informed and have a plan so that we aren't last minute having any adverse impacts on residents who will likely still be using the services at this time.
The site, 1001 Herbs Road, constitutes 10% of the total shelter capacity in the region. It sits beside the landfill, just beyond the Waterloo Costco and west of the Wilmot Line, making it primarily a concern of Wilmot Township, for which Councillor Solonen is the mayor. Councillor Solonen's motion was a response to the admission at the November 7th Community and Health Services Committee meeting, in which the regional staff told council there was no plan in place for how to effectively let the shelter site draw to a close. Regardless, other members of council felt a wind-down plan for the April 2025 end date was premature. Others insisted shelter residents needed to be protected from the stress of moving, and others said too much money had already been spent to think of taking the shelter down now. When Councillor Chantal Hunick asked why the shelter had to be moved, Engineering and Environmental Services Commissioner Jennifer Rose explained that the wastewater holding tank is only allowed to be on site for 2 years.
So from what I understand, the holding tank that's being used right now and being emptied every couple of days is only allowed to be there under the building code for 2 years. And the chief building official for the township of Wilmot is the person that would sign off on that.
When Councillor Hunick asked if an extension was possible, Commissioner of Community Services Peter Sweeney did not have a clear answer on hand, and so Councillor Solonen reiterated her understanding that an extension was unlikely.
That there is a very finite timeline on how long you're allowed to use the temporary waste solution that we currently have there. So there is an actual timeline on from date of occupancy to year mark.
Councillor Rob Deutschman had his doubts about Councillor Solonen's doubts, and he said he had a hard time accepting that the facility will be shut down in April 2025.
The problem I have with this motion is it's suggesting that there is this two-year ticking time bomb that because of wastewater issues that this thing is going to be shut down. And I cannot accept, given all we know about planning, development and everything else, that this automatically has to be shut down in 2 years because of wastewater issues. I have a hard time accepting that. And I don't want to support this motion because I don't believe that that is really the case.
Despite the threat that the relocation will happen, at least two councillors believe not addressing this issue right now will be better off for the residents. Here's Councillor Pam Wolfe.
I'm thinking of the residents at Herb Street who've actually found a secure place to live. And by moving this motion, we're sort of alarming them that, okay, they're going to have to move again. I think the way we want to move them is in a gradual way into permanent housing.
Commissioner Sweeney insisted that looking for new land is currently beyond the capacity of regional staff who are already searching for land for a second encampment, although Commissioner Sweeney did not answer why staff could not search for land simultaneously, especially considering they will be used for the same purpose.
If it helps, I will go back to say an evaluation of Herbs Road is coming, a plan to contract and even close and move Herbs Road is in the plan. Right now, the ability for us to go and do that work now and then come back in 3 months with new locations, in our view, from staff's perspective, given everything else we've been asked to do, would have to give. And so from our perspective, it would be premature to come back in a couple of months with locations for Herbs Road, the second version of Herbs Road, when we haven't even figured out where we're going to be putting the second hybrid shelter that council approved back in December. Does that answer your question?
Councillor James also thought the Herbs Road shelter needed more time to prove itself before whispers of the wind down began to circulate and impact program measurables.
That we do need to have a plan in place for what potentially the next step would be. I also feel that it may be a little bit premature in the ask right now, given that we aren't even a year in. I would like to hear more as this goes on and progresses as to what is happening with the residents there, some of the service. I think it is a bit premature to make this ask right now.
Councillors who supported Salonen's motion on January 16th had also voiced support on November 7th. Councillor Sue Foxton tried to rephrase Salonen's motion to reinforce the underlying idea.
So this motion is not to happen today. It is to make sure it's dealt with in the spring with the other programs that we're looking at. I think planning's a good thing. I think looking at wastewater and water situations for this is essential. And so I will support this motion because it makes common sense. Thank you.
Council voted down the motion, and it remains to be seen whether the wastewater situation can be worked out. The next report from the project, The Plan to End Chronic Homelessness, is expected in April, and Councillor Shantz in particular stressed the need to include preliminary information about the site's future. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.